You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, there's been controversy over weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, whose trans status and silver medal wins have caused people to present arguments against transgender individuals being able to compete in sports as they do now. I spoke with sociologist Toni Bruce on the issue and asked her to give an overview of the situation.
So one of the interesting situations with Laurel Hubbard is the amount of controversy and debate there's gone on about whether or not she should be competing. And as a sociologist, I find this really interesting because she meets all the criteria to be able to compete as a woman in the Commonwealth Games and, in fact, in any event that's that the IOC sets the regulations for.
The kind of things that are done are hormone testing and weight classifications for this. Why do you think the psychological aspects of it are what people are targeting?
I think one of the main reasons is because she does very clearly meet the criteria, which are quite strict in the sense that you have to have had certain level of testosterone for at least a year before you actually compete in the event. So it's not as if she could be a man one day and then start competing the next. So you have to meet a lot of specific criteria. So in that sense, I suppose people that are concerned about Laurel competing are looking for other reasons.
And what are the kind of implications if we start like classifying people based on their backgrounds in order to like exclude them from sports?
Well, I think as the Human Rights Commission has come out and said, that brings us back to things like human rights issues. In some of the interviews I've seen with Laurel, she says, it's not my job to educate people. It's not even my job to be the person who stands in for all trans people. She's a female athlete who wants to compete in the sport she loves and she's dedicated her whole life to. The rules say she should compete or she can compete, and really that should be the bottom line. She meets the criteria. She competes. In fact, we should be in many ways celebrating the fact that sport seems to be opening up enough that many different kinds of people are actually welcome to participate, including at the higher levels.
Perfect. That was all my questions, actually. Did you have anything else you wanted to comment on it?
Yeah, I can say one more thing.
Yeah.
One of the things that I find really interesting about the way in which this announcement that New Zealand now has its first transgender woman competing at the Commonwealth Games is there's this kind of hysteria that comes up around men competing in women's events, but it doesn't happen the other way around. And I think the reason for that is because we have this deeply held belief that men are stronger than women, and this translates into this unconscious idea that any man who competes in a women's event will win. But at the same time, nobody worries about women competing in men's events because we assume that she will lose to the men. So even the IOC doesn't do testosterone testing, for example, or doesn't set testosterone levels for trans men who want to compete in men's events. So much of this sort of controversy and people getting all excited about what's going on is related to these kind of really deeply held assumptions we have about how men are different from women. And that ignores the huge diversity among women, the huge diversity among men. So in many ways, it's a storm in a teacup. It's not very pleasant for Laurel, I shouldn't imagine, because she just wants to compete and do her best. But it does fundamentally come back to these deep cultural assumptions about differences between men and women.
Just riffing off with that, then, what would you say to people who have this belief that men are inherently and consistently stronger than women?
Well, I would say, for example, in Laurel's case, she didn't win the gold. She won silver. So in that sense, clearly, she was beaten by another woman. I think the key thing is that when something that people think is new or challenging our assumptions, the main thing we should do is not kind of have a knee-jerk backlash reaction, but we should actually start trying to educate ourselves and reading and learning about what's going on, how testosterone levels work, what is the diversity in humans, all those kinds of things that we want to make informed responses, not knee-jerk responses.
We have joined in studio with us Amelia Berry, Mary Margaret Slack, and Riley Hodgson.
Yes.
Hello.
Ooh. Hello.
I read the Facebook page. So what are we talking about today, guys? We just had an interview with sociologist Tony Bruce. We've had a couple of texts in already. Somebody said, interview a biologist. It speaks volumes you got in a liberal sociologist. FFS, men are on average bigger than females.
Okay, let's first address that. We all know that BFM is a liberal echo chamber, but biology
and
gender.
That's not echo chamber. That's rough.
Biology and gender are two different things. Lesson one.
Yeah. But I mean, also, if they'd been paying attention to what, this whole thing, the Laurel has been tested in various ways and falls into all of the average. There's no, the biological concern everyone has already given up on trying to argue because it's been like the criteria behind it are so strict that there's very little biological angle to argue from.
So if that is the argument, the biology side is the argument, and we've already filled that criteria by saying, you know, that she's done the correct hormonal adjustments, whatever has been done to fit, like you said, such a strict criteria. You know, what is the other argument? What else are people angry about?
Just to give a bit of context, the main argument that's coming into play at the minute is that she comes from a background in which, prior to her transition, she was weightlifting, and so there's a psychological element to it. That's the primary argument, because people can't argue the biological argument of it.
But, like, if you hadn't transitioned, you would still have been like weightlifting before that.
Yeah.
Isn't that still a thing?
I just don't really think that argument has anything to do with the fact that she's transgender.
I guess some people just, they're just mad about things and they just...
Yeah, when I first got introduced to this story, there was like a white man who's like a coach from America who was like yelling about it. And I think it speaks volumes that the people with the biggest opinions on these have never questioned their gender identity.
But I mean, if weightlifting was about who had thought about and seen themselves having lifted at one point in their life the heaviest weight, you don't need to have competitions then. You just go, oh, well, that guy lifted a real heavy weight that one time, so he is actually the best weightlifter until someone else lifts a heavier one. Like, there's a point to having competitions.
It's not exactly, it's not how sports work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports isn't about what you've done before or like
advantage.
Like,
that being said, Valerie Adams will always be the greatest shot putter.
Yeah. Shut up,
but not,
queen.
Not just because she's done it before, but because she continues to beat people.
Yeah.
No, because she did it once.
And now
she has a psychological advantage, which will mean that she will forever continue to be the greatest shot putter of all time.
You know.
So this gendered argument then, say, I'm just throwing stuff out here. This is not my...
spanner in the works.
Spanner in the works. Yeah. Do we then take away gender... you know, different gendered categories as a sports competition?
It feels like that's like a thing that should definitely be considered. Like, it feels like it, beyond a certain point, like, having different gendered, like, sports teams and sports competitions seems a little redundant. But, like, I say this as a straight cis white dude who, like, all of the sports players that make the most money are like people like me.
Yeah.
I don't know whether women would be like, I don't want to compete against men. I know that men definitely would be like, I don't want to compete against women, because they get mad about that sort of thing all the time.
Somebody has texted in again, and keep them coming in, 5395. Somebody said it's quite complex. Different cultures differ hugely from one another, e.g. Pacific Island women are a lot bigger boned and strong compared to many white males. Also, conditioning comes into it. Women apparently were a lot stockier and muscly centuries ago because of environment and the expectations. There are books about it.
Oh,
there are books about it.
I really like there are books about it. Can we make that a sting?
There are books about it.
But I think this just points to like what the problem is here, and that this woman is being put under so much more scrutiny than any other players would. Like, sports players are by definition, professional, like high grade athletes are all like particular and special physical specimens because they are very good at the sport that they do, and they've trained to do that, and being like, well, this one did a weird thing that I think is strange, so I think that, you know, she shouldn't be allowed to do it. But I mean, you know,
it doesn't feel like the issue here is like someone sports player having an unfair advantage. It feels like it's more a society struggling to come to terms with the fact that there aren't just two genders.
Exactly, because like if that was the issue, like the unfair advantage thing, like I've seen All Blacks in real life. I've like walked up to them and I'm like, how are you also a human and I am a human, because I am very skinny and you are very big. And like
such an unfair advantage.
Yeah, you have such an unfair advantage because your genes are better or whatever. Like.
We have had a couple more texts come in. What planet are you on? Men are just bigger and stronger than women in general.
I'm on a good planet, thanks.
But so does this mean that men are now able to multitask?
But the basis of that is like levels of testosterone and estrogen and how that contributes to muscle mass. And because like if you want to be a trans weightlifter, you have to go through all of these rigorous tests to show that you're within the average range for that. It's like, well, yes, like men are bigger and stronger generally than women, but here's a woman who is like within the average range for women weightlifters.
We can't keep generalizing. Yeah. We have to take into account special.
But also, I mean, the whole debate is really, I find, awful and aggressive because you're like stripping this woman of her gender identity. Like, no one is going to think of her as a woman now. She's going to be a trans woman or a trans person.
Yeah.
Like
that trans woman. Yeah. After.
It's like on the Stuff article, the top picture was her pre-transition, which is really, it's just not cash. She's,
And now if she does well, the article won't be about her success. It will be about this, which is sad.
But I think it's like an important conversation to have about the way that we gender sports and the way that like we reconcile that with like with Caitlyn Jenner, for example. She won a lot of like men's Olympic gold medals as an athlete. Like, does it change that she's since transitioned, or like how does that affect things? Like, I feel like those sorts of conversations are maybe like helpful to have, but this feels a little just like people want to get mad.
Just bashing on her, eh?
Yeah.
Somebody has said there are men who have changed their gender and now fighting women in the ring. Now that's an unfair advantage, don't you think? Well, again, no, I think we're going around in circles.
As someone who knows about the chemical process of transitioning, you like actively decrease muscle mass at quite a rate. And these people undergo a lot of testing to make sure that they are, as we have said a number of times, within the like average like range for muscle mass, testosterone and estrogen. So any physical advantage that they would have had for the like extra testosterone going through their blood for however amount of time is gone now, and you're just doing it because of your kind of essentialist ideas about gender and how what clothes you wear relate to your genitals.
Yeah. Also, like, well, and I don't know sport, but I feel like women who fight are going to be up to the challenge. Like, they're like, yeah, I'll take whatever on. That's their job.
We'll leave it there for now, but it was great to have you guys in. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome.
I think even...